it's one thing about Black women is that we're incredibly resilient. This just cleared the table to give me space and opportunity to educate the masses while shaking our asses to healing because y'all got mad because I wanted you to do better.
Stop the cap.
The story of Unusually Bree is a pretty sad one. She was a young lady that was a therapist that was on the rise in TikTok, especially in the Black sector of TikTok. She had lost a lot of weight and she is a very charismatic presenter. But unfortunately, she did a few things while she was working as a therapist. First off, she was a very sexual person. So she talked very sexual in her podcast or in her presentations. Number two, she was scantily dressed for a therapist, right? So those are two of the things that was very bad. But number three, she was strongly opinionated. And when she told Black men that they should get therapy because of whatever reason, it went all bad. And then she doubled down on that information and it went viral all over the Black world. But then something happened to her job when some people reported her and then she got fired. And this is what she said when she got fired.
Well, hello. It's your friendly neighborhood therapist who thought she could save these but got her job terminated as a result. Story time? I think yes. Do not, I posted a video on Monday telling men that their dusty behavior is only harming them and that they would benefit from emotional intelligence, and I not by Friday didn't have employment. All of this started with a Psychology Today article stating that men are lonelier than ever because they have no emotional skills. And I agreed and doubled down and told y'all that y'all lives would radically improve if you expanded the that came out y'all mouth. But instead of healing, y'all will do anything but that. Instead of being accountable, like, hey, this see me, I stirred a little bit, y'all got so hurt that you contacted Massa. That's exactly what happened. So first the post goes viral on Twitter because y'all need help and y'all wanted to argue with blue till they blew in the face. Some of you are not gonna be saved, and that's the conclusion that I've come to. So because it's gone viral, I'm thinking, okay, cool, we starting a discussion on mental health and people are, you might not like my delivery, but mother is starting to talk, you know, shaking the tables, I don't give a but then it turns into this entire crusade of attacking a Black woman who serves the Black community. There were comments like, I'm gonna find her credentials and report her because I told y'all to be better. Yeah, y'all weird. Y'all scream that y'all want to protect women, protect Black women specifically, but have done nothing to protect this Black woman who has been serving the communities. I have been violated in several areas and I'm gonna outline each one. This article was written by a Black woman putting my full government and my place of employment. So being doxxed by a Black woman can't fake kind of hurts, and she never once reached out to me or contacted me so I could spend my side of the story. This is the article that spooked my job and got me fired. Not only does she not have any regard for my safety, many other articles have been written as a result. Here are a few of them, just to name a few. Black Twitter has words for therapists scolding men to go to therapy. Y'all attacked me and got mad at me because I wanted better for y'all. That's the most crab in the barrel bucket type I've ever heard in my life. A plethora of Black men decided to take it upon themselves to call my employment to get me fired. You succeeded, but you succeeded in not the way that you think. If it's one thing about Black women is that we're incredibly resilient. This just cleared the table to give me space and opportunity to educate the masses while shaking our asses to healing because y'all got mad because I wanted you to do better. I was told they consulted with shareholders and decided to terminate my contract because I told y'all to go to therapy. That's the world we live in.
So then she was terminated. And of course, she felt like she would get a lot of support and maybe get back out there as a therapist again. But she found herself in a very bad situation in life because articles came out about her, people doxxed her, she received a number of threats to her life. And then a year after the incident, she had this to say.
So it's been a year and a lot of things happened. I just kind of want to take a moment to reflect. Firstly, I would like to say that I am happy to be alive because when I tell you, everyone in my immediate circle was on high alert to just see if I had made it through the night. Thank you to those people. I don't have any clear direction. I'm just gonna speak. All of this has been incredibly difficult and incredibly overwhelming. And I ask myself all the time, I ask Spirit, I ask the people around me, why me? Like, why did I have to be attacked so horrifically and viciously? Why did my name have to be so public? Why did my career have to be like slandered and taken from me? Like, and I may never get that answer, but everything that has come from it has made me a stronger person, I believe. Y'all know, here I go with this crybaby. When I tell y'all, I didn't think that I would survive this. I really didn't. I was honestly scared for my life, yo. And I'm just thinking to myself, what the f- I say that was so bad. But the damage had already been done, you know? And once you say something, you can't take it back, no matter how well-intentioned, no matter if it's literally your life's work. It doesn't matter. It's beyond your control. I've had to reflect deeply on control and letting things go. And letting go of the career that I had before. Help me. Can't even fake to you.
Now, unusually, Bree is unemployed. And times are very hard. So hard that we found out that she's doing something as a new career. Well, what is she doing? According to It's On Site, the black therapist who lost her job ranting about the difficulties with male clients has now started an OnlyFans. Now, this is very interesting because this is her Twitter post. It goes, "It's Sagittarius season, so I'ma bless my babes with the promo all month long to celebrate the birth of a goddess. Come align your inner divine baddie." Now, underneath these comments are many opinions, many of which I want to go through right now. This person says, "It's the way black men will go to extreme lengths, literally ruin your entire life and life's work, and then turn around and hold their effing noses up at you for doing something to survive. The effing misogynoir of it all." Then another person says this, "The only women that black men can cause to lose those jobs are black women. Cause white women out here talking crazy about them and still collecting checks. Update, correction, the only women black men worried about getting fired are black women." Another person says this, "The same black men who got her fired are mad that she's doing OnlyFans. This is exactly why she told you Dusties to go to therapy." So this is very interesting to me. And the reason why is because these people are blaming black men for getting her fired. But I want to play two clips of black men who are in her defense. Not saying I agree with it, but let's check these two guys out.
"Look at how y'all will do everything but the work. It is well known that there's a high demand for black therapists now as much as ever before. And because you all got in your feelings about facts, literally heard just restating the findings of a peer-reviewed study covered by Psychology Today, this black woman who's a therapist got fired from her job. And not only is this black woman harmed, but the people who she serves, many of them black people, will be harmed by your childish action. This is what happens when you become so pressed for a piece of white supremacy that you become anti-black in your words and deeds. Bree is a trained therapist whose expressed mission was to serve the black community, people that look like me. And she was tone policed, attacked, and doxxed by people who look like me. And y'all were so quick to jump to conclusions about how she talks to her clients in session. And the thing is, none of what y'all did changes the fact that you will remain single until you develop the emotional skills to help you thrive in relationships. This was just a minor setback for a major comeback for this young black therapist. Here's her username and cash tag if you want to offer some support. We have to do better."
So clearly, you heard the first clip, right? Let's check out the second clip.
"What she said, black men need therapy. What y'all heard, black men ain't. What she meant, black men would benefit and their lives would greatly improve through talking about their past pain and trauma and hurt and getting the help that they desperately need. What y'all did, got her fired from her job. What she is owed, her job back and an apology."
So let me say this. All the articles that were written about her were black women writing those articles about her. Really, she has no idea who made those calls or how she got fired. But here is something that the young lady fails to realize. When you are a professional, healthcare industry, whoever you may be, nurse, doctor, you cannot be online. Number one, like almost half naked every time on TikTok, which she was, all right? Cursing like a sailor, like she was, all right? And then giving extreme opinions on things in which you shouldn't be doing when you work for somebody else. Now, if you work for yourself, that's fine. Then you can do whatever you want to do because you have your own opinion while you're working for somebody else. But when you work for other people, then that is a very big problem. But here's a situation that I want to talk about. This lady has no accountability for the fact that whatever got you fired, you put it out there. It didn't mean that it didn't come from a right place, because I actually believe that, you know, she's wasn't trying to really hate on brothers, because I saw her saying similar things to black women too. Even though she is, I would say, unorthodox or maybe a little bit weird in her approach, I don't think she was doing that to be like so down against the brother. She was just giving her opinion in the way that she does. And she says the same things towards women too, which probably got her fired because she used to really go hard on ladies too, to be honest, right? And this was kind of the first time she had actually said something about black men. But the reality is, when you have a job and you work for somebody, people are going to get pissed off, all right? People get pissed off at YouTubers. They get pissed off at pastors. You know, whatever your job is, if somebody doesn't like it, they're going to try to get you kicked off. So she should have knew that. And again, blaming somebody for the fact that she got fired, she should have blamed the fact that, hey, you have a big TikTok following, people know who you are, you do have a job, and you shouldn't put everything out there. There are many things, you know, that I want to say about certain stuff, all right? Really do. And she was always on there twerking and doing things like that all the time. You know, she was just doing too much. But guess what? There are many things that I want to talk about and want to, you know, actually shed light to. But my opinion on those subjects could get me in some trouble, could get me into some problems I don't want to be in. So, hey, listen, if I want to keep what I'm doing, you know, right now, I'll keep that to myself, which is what she needs to do. Like I said, a lot of people on social media that are in, you know, careers and where they have money, you went to school for this and all of that. Listen, like me, if I was a medical doctor with all the strong opinions I've given on many subjects, yeah, people would have tried to get me fired too, right? And I understood that. So knowing that's the case, she should understand that and not blame others for her issues. So, and again, I wish her well. And one last thing. What is the OnlyFans account again? Because I'm going to go there and see what she's working with. So guys, what do you think? It's your boy O'Shea Duke Jackson, back at it again with another episode of The Celebrity Junk. I appreciate you following. You subscribe to the bell. We're out.